Now, there were some angry comments in the Dáil last night over the ending of the CAT lab facility at Sligo University Hospital at the end of this month, which we've been discussing on the programme in the past week. It all happened very suddenly, as you know. The Silta Management Group only confirming last Friday morning that the twice-weekly mobile service would come to an end due to the service provider, private service provider, pulling out. So just 2 weeks' notice was given. And the matter was raised in the Dáil last night by two of our Sligo Leitrim TDs, Marion Harkin and Martin Kenny. Deputy Harkin saying the decision had sent shockwaves through the community and it was a slap in the face to people, while Deputy Kenny said the mobile service which was in place was a useless service and it was an absolute disgrace to see what was happening. So it was left to Minister Mary Butler, Junior Minister Mary Butler, to apply on behalf of the government, and she merely reread the Silta statement about the ending of the service before going off script to say that she knew her response was a disappointing one to the deputies and to agree that the move for Sligo Hospital was a devastating one.
I know the answer that I have read out to you there you're going to be extremely disappointed with. As I've said, we have all come together in Waterford and the South East for many, many years, trying to achieve what we are trying to do, which is cardiac service as an extension of ours. And I can only understand how devastated you are that the limited cardiac service you have, because the provider, the private provider, and I'm sure it's the same private provider that was providing services in Waterford previously on a 3-day week. I assume that it's the same provider, I can't say for definite, but apparently they are ceasing to operate in the country completely. And it is, you know, leaving you in a situation, I have to be honest, when I read the reply before I came down. It's devastating news for you. It absolutely is. And I understand exactly what Deputy Harkin said. You're talking about a 3-hour journey from some parts of, and we all know how important, how time is so important. But I will bring back your concerns to Minister Donnelly. I certainly will.
Well, needless to say, neither Deputies Harkin nor Kenny were too satisfied with Minister Butler's reply.
You talk about the HSE has advised that all options have been explored. What were those options? When did they know? What did they do? We're getting absolutely no information. And you're talking about when you came in here first. I have here Deputy Eamon Scanlon back in 2018, a colleague of yours, raised this issue here. And he also spoke about the fact that if we don't have a permanent CAT lab at Sligo, that has serious implications for the recruitment of an additional cardiologist. And anybody who's in Sligo knows that that is staring us in the face right now. It's not just the CAT lab. The time to get there, you said 3 hours from some places. Minister, that's the median time. It's not the longest. The longest is between 5 and 6. I didn't quote the longest time. So, Minister, I don't blame you personally. You read what's here. But I've heard one excuse after another. It's
Thank
time.
You,
we got answers. We need them.
Minister, I'm very disappointed with the answer. That the best the HSE can do is to provide a temporary service in Galway. A service has existed in Galway anyway. This isn't something that's new. There is a CAT lab in Galway. And, to suggest that that's the best that can be done, I think is just totally inappropriate. Why can there not be urgency put in place for to provide even a temporary CAT lab service in Sligo now? Why can that not be the plan? We cannot be left without a CAT lab service in the Northwest and in Sligo University Hospital. It must be put in place. There is no excuses, no other way of doing it. It has to be put in place. And Minister, I would appeal to you to go back to the Senior Minister and express those views, because this isn't just the views of myself and Deputy Harkin, it's the excuse of all the other TDs and all the other elected representatives and the people of the Northwest who feel very, very let down. Very let down and very cross around this situation. And the government just simply has to deliver it, and deliver it now.
Okay, Deputies Martin Kenny and Marion Harkin, before that Minister Mary Butler, and we understand the matter will be raised again in the Dáil this afternoon and will be responded to, it's expected, by an Taoiseach himself. Well, the person who first signalled issues with the future, concern over the future over the CAT lab services at Sligo Hospital, was Independent Socialist Councillor Declan Bree, who joins us now. Councillor Ree, what do you make of where we're at the moment and what has happened since you first raised this matter a week or so ago?
I've listened to Ocean FM over the last few days and I've heard the comments from the three TDs from the constituency who support the government. And what really stands out is that there wasn't a peep out of any of them about the existing cat lab service closing down until I brought the issue to the attention of the public at the June monthly meeting of the County Council last Monday week. We didn't, why didn't any of them raise the issue in the Dáil and with the Minister back in May or in early June? There was a deafening silence from them. And clearly the motion I tabled at the council meeting calling on the three of them to take the necessary steps to have the cat lab service provided in the hospital had an effect on them. And I have to say, I was very pleased with the support I received from all of my council colleagues when I raised the matter at the monthly meeting. I pointed out, Niall, that the existing limited cat lab service in the hospital, which has been provided by the mobile cat lab unit, was recognised as inadequate because it still necessitated many cardiac patients from Sligo in the northwest having to travel for particular cardiac procedures. And I told the councillors at that meeting that the service would cease operating on the last day of this month, and I had no hesitation in saying that it was shocking news for the people of Sligo and the region, and it could only be described as a further downgrading of Sligo University Hospital. And I know some councillors were taken aback and surprised to hear the news, and I suppose it further encouraged them to throw their weight behind my motion. And the motion was specific, Niall, expressing our deep dismay at the failure of government to provide a catheterisation laboratory or cat lab service at the hospital, and calling on the three TDs who voted for the Taoiseach and the government to intervene and take the necessary action to have the service provided in the hospital. Deputy McSherry, Deputy Harkin and Minister of State Feehan voted for the Taoiseach and the government. And the fact that three out of the four TDs from this constituency voted for the Taoiseach and government is significant. And surely they must have enough clout, enough influence to persuade the Taoiseach to ensure that that Sligo University Hospital and the people of this region are provided with this essential service. And as has been pointed out, without a cat lab service in Sligo, a person from this area suffering a heart attack will have much less chance of surviving than people living in other parts of the country. And it's totally unacceptable. It's outrageous. And the members of the County Council have thrown down the gauntlet now, and we expect the three TDs who voted for the Taoiseach to meet with the same Taoiseach and insist that there be no further downgrading of our hospital. We lost our cancer services, and we cannot and must not accept any further downgrading of the hospital. The members of the council have consistently lobbied for the cat lab service, and indeed at the second last meeting of the Regional Health Forum, I again highlighted the need for the full-time cat lab service in Sligo, and my motion calling on the HSE and the Minister to approve the service received the unanimous support of members from all over the west of Ireland, because they all recognise the importance of the service for the area.
Yeah, and the Minister said that herself last night, although she's only reading out what she was given by civil servants, but she fully sympathised with the situation in the Northwest and said she didn't find it acceptable. But and as was mentioned in the Dáil, you probably will be aware of this, in Waterford Regional Hospital, University Hospital, they have two permanent cath labs.
That's correct.
There's not even one in Sligo.
It's amazing. And, you know, the provision of a full-time cat lab in the hospital was recommended as far back as 2013 when the HSE's Northwest Cardiology Review Group issued its report. And in 2017, the Saolta University Healthcare Group then urged the Minister Simon Harris at the time to extend the cat lab service at Sligo University Hospital. However, on every occasion the matter has been raised recently, we've been told by government that no decision will be made on the matter until such time as the National Cardiology Review is completed. Now, we don't need a review to tell us that people suffering a heart attack in Sligo will have lesser chance of surviving than people in other areas if we don't have the cat lab service here in Sligo University Hospital. That's common knowledge. And the estimated cost of providing the full-time service in Sligo is approximately €2 million. And yet, cardiologists have pointed out that the HSE has been spending over €1 million a year on the temporary cat lab service. So, in my opinion, the ending of the cat lab services in Sligo University Hospital is totally unacceptable. Again, just like the cancer services, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are failing the people of this community. And I believe we now need the three TDs who voted for the Taoiseach, Deputies McSherry, Harkin and Feehan, to meet with the Taoiseach as a matter of urgency. The existing cat lab service in the hospital will close down in 8 days' time. And it's time for those TDs who voted for the Taoiseach to meet with the Taoiseach and seek a commitment that Sligo University Hospital will not be further downgraded. and to ensure that the people of Sligo and the region will have similar health services as people living in other parts of the country. And, you know, Niall, we are not being greedy in Sligo and the North West. We're not looking for anything we don't deserve. We are Irish citizens and we deserve the same treatment and the same health service as every other Irish citizen.